CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you from G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the script on the RSGB pages. So good morning, it's Sunday the 8th of November 2015. This is GB2RS News. Here are the main news headlines. Ofcom published license guidance. Add your voice to the amateur radio survey. Dutch 5 MHz QSOs. Ofcom has published new guidance to help amateur radio licensees understand and comply with the terms and conditions of the UK amateur radio license. This guidance should therefore be read in conjunction with the license. Following the guidance should help licensees reduce the risk of breaching the terms and conditions of the license. It does not impose additional license conditions or modify the effect of the existing terms and conditions. The RSGB is aware that member inquiries that there are areas of operating practice where further advice may be appreciated, and the RSGB is thus proposing to publish some best practice notes later in the year. The Ofcom document is http://tinyurl.com/gfl-2015. 5 years ago, the RSGB undertook a comprehensive online survey of amateur radio in the UK. The data was used in the development of a vision and strategy for the Society. A new survey was launched in September, and all UK radio amateurs are invited to complete the online questionnaire. The survey will close at the end of the year to allow the data to be analysed. So far, 1,433 completed responses have been made online at tinyurl.com/RSGB-survey, so why not add your views as well? Several Dutch stations have appeared on the 5 MHz band in the erroneous assumption that 5 MHz has become available in the Netherlands. Well, it hasn't, and it won't be until the middle of November at the earliest. The confusion arose in the way the law is applied in the Netherlands. Following the announcement, the radio amateur frequency tables have to be officially adjusted and published, and this has not yet happened. Until that time, any contacts with Dutch stations on 5 MHz are not, in fact, legitimate. On the 2nd of November, the 2015 World Radio Conference opened in Geneva, with a record number of 3,800 delegates attending. Amongst many topics is Agenda Item 1.4 regarding a potential global 5 MHz amateur allocation, which is facing serious opposition. There are several other items that may affect other amateur and amateur satellite service allocations. Colin Thomas, G3PSM, is attending as part of the UK delegation and is providing process updates via a blog on the RSGB website. IARU volunteers are also present and are under no illusions regarding the challenge and opportunities ahead over the coming weeks until the conference concludes on the 27th of November. Updates from Colin and other background information are at rsgb.org/wrc-15. On the 4th of November, the inaugural launch of an experimental US military vehicle carrying several satellites with amateur radio payloads failed in mid-flight shortly after taking off at 0345 UTC from Hawaii, destroyed in the demonstration flight, with 13 small research spacecraft clustered on the mission for NASA researchers and university students. None of the satellites carried amateur radio transponders, but several were equipped to transmit beacon signals and telemetry on 2 meter 70 sems and 13 sems amateur frequencies. The next edition of Radcom Basics is due out in the first week of December. This edition, available to all RSGB members, will contain features on Christmas presents for radio amateurs, how Morse reading software works, making the most of the low band this winter, and how to send and receive QSL cards. To subscribe to this membership benefit, go to http://main/publications-archives/radcom-basics. What could be simpler? Now for the details of rallies and events for the coming week. Today the 8th, the West London Radio and Electronics Show takes place at Kempton Park Racecourse, Staines Road East, Sunbury-on-Thames, TW16 5AQ. Free car parking, doors open 10 a.m. with disabled visitors 10 minutes earlier. The trade stands bring and buy, as well as special interest groups. Details from Paul, M0CJX, 0845 165 0351. Next Sunday, the Coulsdon ATS Radio and Electronics Bazaar takes place in the Community Centre, Chipstead Valley Road, Coulsdon in Surrey, CR5 3BE. Limited on-site parking, but plenty of street parking available. Doors open 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Admission is £1, including a complimentary tea or coffee. There'll also be bring and buy. Details from Glenn, G4FVL. Email bazaar, that's B-A-Z-A-A-R, at catsradio.org. Also on the 15th, the Plymouth Radio Club Rally will be held at Harwood House, the Ridgeway, Plimpton, Plymouth, PL72AS. Doors open 10 a.m. Admission £2. Trade stands, usual refreshments. More from Sheila, 2E0YSH 07815 542477. And if you have any rally or event information for future editions of GB2RS News, Radcom, or the RSGB website, please email details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Special event news now. The RSGB HQ special event call sign GB3HQ will be activated the weekend of the 14th and 15th of November by Brimham Contest Group in North Yorkshire. The station will operate on HF bands 160, 80, 40, 20, 15 and 10 metres, CW and SSB, in particular between 2000 and 2300 UTC on Saturday. The call will be used in the RSGB 160 metre club calls SSB contest. Stations invited to contract GB3HQ over the weekend, and in particular during the contest. If you're interested in finding out more about the activities or would like to visit the station, email gb3hq at rsgbcc.org. On the 13th and 14th of November, GB0CIN will be on the air from 9 a.m. to 11 p.m, highlighting the BBC Children in Need appeal, located in the Worksop ARSHQ, 59 to 61 West Street, Worksop, Nottinghamshire, S81JP. Operation will be on all bands from 80 metres to 70 sems using CWSSB data and FM. Visitors are welcome, and there will be plenty of fundraising activities taking place. To mark the 5th anniversary of the International Day of the Flamenco, for UNESCO, EG7IFD will be on the air from the 13th to the 16th of November. See QRZ.com for more details. On the 14th and 15th of November, GB5SH will be run from St Hilda's Church, Hartlepool, TS240DA, as part of the church's patronal festival remembering St Hilda. Operation is likely to be on 80, 40 and 2 metres. On air from the 20th to 25th of November, KC9HYY/WSL3 commemorates the sinking of HMHS Britannic on the 21st of November 1916. Operation will be 10 to 40 metres, SSB PSK31, possibly CW. More information, www.kc9hyy.wordpress.com. Z38CE will commemorate the 20th anniversary of Macedonia becoming a member of the Council of Europe on the 9th of November 1995. Operation will be from the 7th to the 13th of November, QSL Fox 5 Lima Golf Fox. Now for DX News, compiled from the 425 DX News and other sources, Toshi J8BMK is active as 4W call sign from Timor-Leste OC148 until the 9th of November, working 1840 meters, using mostly CW, QSL J8BMK only direct. S79C will be active from Koitivi Island AF119. New one from IOTA, that's spelt COETIVY, that's in the Seychelles, from the 15th to the 23rd of November. The team operates CWSSB and RITI, 40 to 10 metres, with up to 6 stations during peak times, QSL M0OXO and LOTW. Eric F6ICX returns to Madagascar until the 12th of November. He'll reactivate the 5R8IC call sign from Sainte Marie Island, IOTA AF090, holiday style operation QSLs to home call. 3 US operators will visit Montserrat from the 4th to 12th of November, Look for the call signs VP2MXP, VP2MEW and VP2MRL. Activity all bands 80 to 6 metres. Contest news. The International Police Association Radio Group organises the iPark contest, which takes place on the 7th and 8th of November. It's SSB on the 8th, 0600 to 1000 UTC and 1400 to 1800 UTC, the same times as the CW section the previous day. The exchange signal reports and serial number for the mode you are working. Full details www.iparc.de. On Tuesday, the 432 MHz UK activity contest takes place 2000 to 2230 UTC. All modes, the exchange is the familiar signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday, the 80 metre club sprint runs from 2000 to 2100 UTC, SSB only. Exchange is just the serial number and your name. Saturday the 14th sees the club calls contest that takes place from 2000 to 2300 UTC, SSB, 1.8 MHz band only. The exchange is signal report, serial number and club code. The WAE-DX RITI contest takes place on the 14th and 15th. It's the last of this year's WAE series, unlike the CW and SSB WAE contests held in August and September. In the RITI WAE contest, everyone can work everyone. Remember that QTCs or reports of previously conducted contest QSOs can add a lot of points to your total score, so it's worth reading the rules on the DARC website to understand how they work. Running for a full 48 hours, 0000 UTC on the 14th, 2359 UTC on the 15th, it uses 3.5 to 28 MHz bands and the exchange's signal report and serial number. Now for the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA, G4BAO and G3YLA. This week saw a perfect example of how the sun affects HF propagation. As we predicted last week, a high-speed solar wind stream hit the Earth on Tuesday. This pushed the K-index to 5, as the incoming plasma had a south-facing BZ field that enabled it to more easily couple to the Earth's magnetic field. The result was that in the afternoon of Tuesday the 3rd, 10 metres was alive with signals during the initial positive phase of the subsequent geomagnetic storm. Stations from Colombia and the Falklands were very strong, as the maximum usable frequency headed past 40 MHz on southerly paths. Even stations in Belgium could be heard via backscatter on 28 MHz. By Wednesday, the incoming solar wind was still fierce at 750 km per second. The noon critical frequency, as measured by the Chilton ionosonde, was 10.15 MHz, giving a predicted maximum usable frequency over a 3,000 km path of 36 MHz and pushing the K-index to 5. Usually, the secondary phase of a geomagnetic storm sees critical frequencies plummet, but that didn't seem to happen with this event. Next week, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index will be in the range of 110 to 125 with a continued risk of geomagnetic disturbances, especially on the 13th and 14th. This season still remains a good time to be on HF. Now for VHF and up, with some very good tropospheric conditions still fresh in our memory from last weekend, it's probably going to be the complete opposite for a while. Deep lows will pass by the far northwest and produce generally windy conditions across much of the country in the coming week. There is, however, a possibility of high pressure over the continent, which may just lift conditions over the south of England at times in the second half of the week. This may connect the southernmost counties into what will probably be some very good tropo within Europe. For meteor scatter enthusiasts, the Taurids meteor shower, which has a broad peak from the 5th to the 12th of November, may provide some large fireballs and long, strong trails. For EME operators, declination is now negative, reaching its lowest next Saturday, meaning short windows with increasing losses as the moon reaches apogee, its furthest point away from Earth on Sunday. That's it from the propagation team for this week. That's it from me also until next week. This file was originally used for reporting local news, but I don't do that anymore. You can find local news on the RSGB's own website. I do reserve this space, though, possibly for use for extra files as and when needed.